But exactly. It was so nice.
Yeah. And so I would do that by myself. I would use the singing bowl and kind of just calm my mind. Yeah. My thoughts are racing. You know, when I'm so caught up with motherhood, I would just take a moment, even 5 minutes, and just use the singing bowl in my room, and it would completely calm me down. So I was like, why am I not bringing this to a crowd of people? I feel like music for me personally, I started music because I was like, I'm heartbroken. I'm such in a dark place. And, you know, working out isn't helping me. What else was I doing? You know, eating healthy wasn't helping me. Mm-hmm. These certain care, self-care things weren't necessarily doing it for me. And naturally, my body just started singing. So I used singing as a healing modality. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? I feel like music, the arts in general, they're used to heal yourself, but also others. So I'm like, okay, I really want to heal other people the way I heal myself. So when I brought that on stage, I was so nervous, first of all. The first time, I'm like, okay, I've never did this before, and I don't know how people are going to receive it, but I'm like, you know what? I don't care. And the first one I did it at, everyone, when I opened my eyes, when I was done playing, everyone was like completely in a trance, closed their eyes. Mm-hmm. I saw someone crying, and I'm like, wow, like, that is so beautiful. So I continued to bring it, and then I brought it to the one you were at, the third session, and every single time I kind of close my eyes and just ask, you know, spirit, okay, mm-hmm. what should I say in this session, and how should I play? Should I play calmly? Should I play more intense? And I feel like every time I do it, a different energy comes to me, and I'm able to kind of do what I need to do in that moment, which is beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was such a beautiful moment, and I never experienced such a thing, and it was magical. You could really feel the magic in the room, and I really liked it. So there was such a nice moment, and I also looked at the people and how they reacted, and they were all really calm, mm-hmm. and really, I think it really connected you to your voice, because then you started singing, and yeah, I really, really liked it. And So how did you feel like performing the first time on Sofa Sound? Was this like your first venue event ever, or did you perform before? Somewhere?
I've been performing so I released my first EP January 2021. And shortly after, I received a lot of opportunities. Mm. I received an opportunity to get my music played at a Canucks game. I did a collab with a local rapper, Terrell Safadi, made a song called Made for This, and it was a very like inspirational song. He reached out to me and asked me to collab with him, and the Canucks actually picked up that song and played it at one of their hockey games. So that was like one of the first opportunities I got, like right after I released my music. So I'm like, oh my goodness, like this is like crazy. I was so grateful. And then I played at, you know, local venues, bars in Vancouver. And last year, at the end of 2022, I got my biggest opportunity. I was able to sing the national anthem at a Canucks game. So that was a huge moment for me. Yeah. So things kind of started to pick up, you know, right after I released mm-hmm. my first EP.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Wow, I'm so impressed, because it's so also really magical. I went to a Canucks game once, I guess, and it's so, wow, this is so impressive. Wow, that's so cool. And I read that you started singing when you were a little girl. So why did you start singing? How did you start your journey?
Well, my mother is a singer. Mm-hmm. She sang in her hometown. She's from Mizoram, so mm-hmm. Northeast India. She's mm-hmm. from a small tribe of people. They're called the Mizo tribe. She always had dreams of, you know, becoming this like superstar. Mm-hmm. And she was able to get pretty popular in India. And then she moved to Canada when she met my dad, and she kind of just focused on being a mom. So I think naturally as a kid, I would just hear my mom singing. Like she would sing to like ABBA, the Beatles and stuff like that. And I think naturally I just picked up on, you know, singing. But I never really took it seriously. It was always this like, I don't know, it's kind of like drawing. I was like, okay, I sing, but I never thought it could be a career. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy how it worked out, because like I said, I just started singing a couple of years ago because I went through a really big heartbreak, mm-hmm. and I used it as like a healing tool, and I received so much positive feedback that I was like, hey, you know what? Maybe like this could be something else. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, because I grew up in the projects, so I grew up in poverty. So when you grow up, kind of in these harder circumstances, you don't really have the freedom to be like, I could be a doctor, I could be a lawyer. It's very like fight or flight based. So growing up, it was always like, I didn't even think I could go to university. That was never a thing for me. It was always like, okay, maybe if I'm lucky, I could graduate high school and then possibly afford, you know, a home, maybe. It was never like, okay, like my parents saved up money for me. So now that I'm kind of pursuing this like dream job singing and I'm getting opportunities, I feel so like mm-hmm. my inner child's like, ah, I'm so happy. It's really it's a blessing for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Wow, that's so impressive. And I think we will, I would like to play one song now here for a little break, because we were talking about singing and I wanna show the world now your third song I played here. So it's called Fantasy. Do you have a background story for this song?
Yeah, so Fantasy is basically, it wasn't written about someone specifically. It was kind of my relationship with men in general. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like I was in a different place than they were. And so I was living in this, I was, you know, acting out a fantasy. It wasn't real. And it's kind of a way that I... how do I say this? It's a way that I face reality where I was like, okay, I could be feeling something completely different than this person that I love. And mm-hmm. it's completely heartbreaking. But once you have that realization, you're able to move on and yes. let go.
Yeah.
So I made this song and I'm like, you know what? Like, F these people. I could move yeah. forward. I could live in reality. And it's hard sometimes, you know, but it helps you move on and it helps you heal.
Definitely. And break out of this fantasy of probably men or a partner in general. It's that's very true. And we will listen right now. And this is Fantasy by Michelle Yoka. Enjoy.
But you never wanna stay. Yeah, you never wanna wait. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Talk to me nicely when you break my pretty little heart like a vase. Why is it that I'm always labeled insane? I'm just a character in your video game. Just for you.
lessons, and everything you taught me was a blessing. Falling in love with a demon, what was I expecting? But I wasn't really looking for love, just less pain. And you weren't really looking for a partner, just someone as insane. So in the end, I guess we're both to blame.
Was Angel, and before that we heard Lie to Me. Do you have a background story for Lie to Me and Angel?
Angel, I wrote about a friend of mine who passed away in 2020. His name was Leo, and he was a good friend of mine. He unfortunately overdosed, and that was very hard for me because that was the first death of an overdose of someone around me. So I wrote this song in homage to him, and it was beautiful because I was able to share it with his mom, and she really connected to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to cope, I guess, to write about someone and to make them be alive kind of again. And that's really nice. And yeah, losing people is, it's part of life, and it's not always hard, but actually music helps me. So I lost a family member on Sunday, actually, and it kind of, music helped me a lot to cope, and I can really understand that. And beautiful song. And also, to go back to your music journey, you're also a mother of two. So how does music influence your daily life, and how do you balance being a mother and being a singer at the same time?
Good question. It's very natural for me. I feel like, so I got pregnant when I was 19. Mm-hmm. I was very young, very, very young. I'm 28 now, and my two kids are 7 and 5. I feel like motherhood for me, it was a little different from, you know, if you're older, because I'm a kid growing up with my kids. Mm-hmm. So how I like to mother is, I like to be very honest, and I like to bring them with me and share my life with them. Yeah. So like my daughter is with me right now in this radio station. I always bring them to my concerts. I brought them to the Canucks game when I performed. At home, I have this Bose speaker and I have mics and we like sing sometimes.
Oh, nice.
And my daughter, sometimes she pretends like she's like a radio host sometimes. And so I'm very, I include them a lot with like almost everything I do. So they could see me, you know, shine, and they could see me go through hard times, and I'd be very honest with them. I'm like, okay, I'm so nervous to like go on stage right now, and they're like, you can do it. And hearing them, you know, hype me up is like the best thing ever. It gives me so much confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is, I can only imagine. And yeah, how does music influence or still influence your life right now, and how did it influence your life in the past so far?
I feel like before, when I wasn't doing music, I was very closed off, just because of trauma, you know, growing up in the projects, growing up in poverty, not really having a lot and always kind of being in fight or flight. Naturally, I became very hardened. I became very, not emotionless, but just very closed off. Like, I wouldn't want to talk to new people. I wouldn't be as warm as I am right now. And becoming a mother helped that a lot. But becoming a mother is still outward. It's something outside of you. So I was able to give love to my kids, but when I was alone, I feel like I would close off again.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started doing music, just naturally, everything started to shift, you know, my thoughts started to shift. I would walk different. My body language would be different, because I feel like every time you go through a trauma, it's like a knot in your soul and you can't see it, but you can feel it. And so over time, I had so many knots inside of me. And then every time I would make a song, like you said, you know, mm-hmm. music is healing. Every time I would make a song about a certain situation, whether in the present or a heartbreak in the past, these knots would clear up and the energy would be able to flow way more naturally. And so how has music helped me? I feel like music has helped me be more open and loving and myself. You know, I feel like as a kid, I was so free. And then after the years went by, I started to be so closed off, and music has freed me, and I'm super grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that is, I can imagine that is very true. And I think that music, or what I now heard, I think that music is a huge part of your life. And yeah, what does music mean to you, and singing mean to you?
It means everything. It sounds so cliche, but I don't really know how else to word it. Music, like, as soon as I wake up, I'm humming.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I go through something, the first thing I want to do is write about it. I journal about it, and then I just start freestyling. And it just helps me get everything that I feel out into words. And then to be able to then record a song and listen to it back, it's so magical, because you kind of get to experience yourself outside of yourself, you know, like in a journal, it's words on a paper. But I feel like when you get to hear your voice back in a song, you're like, damn. And then there's a beat behind it and you're like, whoa, like these are just feelings I'm feeling. And sometimes my feelings are so intense, right? But when you put like depression in a song, or even love in a song, or, you know, my love for my kids in a song, and then you get to hear it back, it's beautiful. It's completely changed my life in so many different ways. And for people to be able to listen to the things in my heart that I would never tell anyone else, and then be able to vibe to it or dance to it, or then feel their own emotions is crazy.
Yeah. And yeah, just expressing your emotion helps a lot. So that's why I like working at the radio, because you can express your feelings. It's kind of my diary. So I have my own show on Thursdays, and I like to talk about my life a lot, even though a lot of people are listening, but I still like to talk about it because it helps me coping and it helps me dealing with my emotions. So I can totally understand it. Like, I mean, it's totally different, like radio and making music, but it's also like expressing your feelings to the outside world. And yeah, I can totally understand it. It's a different thing, but it's like kind of the same at the same time. I don't know. It's hard to describe, but I can totally understand that. And where do you see yourself in the future? So do you have any goals for the future? And you talked about your new album that is coming soon. And yeah, do you have goals?
Yeah, so I'm releasing my first album July of this year. And it's actually on my birthday. I'm releasing it on my birthday, July 6th. I'm a Cancer. And I hope to continue to do live shows. I hope to get a lot more exposure, like through radio stations. Yeah. And I'm going to release a music video. I think I'm going to release a couple music videos actually with this album. And I'm going to kind of dive into making more music videos. I've done a lot of music videos, but as a collab with another artist. I never really did my own separate music video that I kind of got to direct and kind of be in charge of. So I'm super excited about that. Because it's one thing to write a song and then hear it back, but I'm really excited to now give like a vision, because I'm also a very creative person, like visually. I love taking pictures. I'm constantly taking videos, whether it's of my kids or myself or vlogging. And then I kind of just like use little video apps on my phone to kind of like edit them together. So to have someone make a professional music video for me for one of my songs, I'm really excited about that. And yeah, I really want to learn. I guess for me, my career has been very self-taught. And so I want to kind of reach out to more people. And if you're listening to this, reach out to me. My name is Michelle Hayoka, at Michelle Hayoka on all social media. I'm always looking for new people to work with and kind of expand. I'm very new to music. Although I've had like very great opportunities come my way, like this is all very self-taught. And so I'm always looking to collaborate and do new things with new people.
Yeah, check her out, and we'll all link your information on our archives on cjsf.ca. And yeah, check out also our Instagram, because we all have yeah, the information there, and you should definitely check her out. So yeah, and one of my last questions would be, so do you have a tip for someone that is in a dark place right now, because you had a rough journey and with mental health struggles? So do you have a tip for someone that doesn't know what to do and it's a dark place and doesn't have a way to get out of it?
Be honest with yourself. I feel like someone told me that recently. So I've been sober off alcohol for 2 months. I wasn't drinking every day, so I would lie to myself and be like, it's not that bad. But when I would drink so much, and then it would take kind of days to recover. I would be hungover, you know, and I wouldn't be able to mother properly. My mind would just be in a different state. And so it took me being honest with myself to get better and to realize, you know, something needs to change. Like, what I want out of my life, whether it's in music or to be a better mom or to accomplish my goals, it doesn't fit into me drinking alcohol. And I feel like when you're in a bad space mentally, well, for me at least, I would rely on, you know, lying to myself to try to not get better. So I would be like, you know, it's not that bad. You know, these stories that we tell ourselves. But when I started to get honest with myself, I realized, you know, something needs to change. So my advice to people, you know, kind of struggling, be honest with yourself. And then next, reach out for help. That's been a huge thing for me. I've been reaching out to like everyone. Anytime I need help, I'm just on Instagram. Hey, what are you doing? Like, I was just wondering if we could talk. I've been meeting so many new people. I've been reaching out to like a lot of different people in the spiritual world. Like, I've been going to like sound baths and meeting a lot of new people there. And then I just reached out to someone in AA, and that took a very big step for me, because I'm like, I'm not an alcoholic. I lied to myself for so long. I'm not an alcoholic. It's not that bad, you know? I'm very high functioning, whether it's high functioning anxiety or high functioning in drinking. So I was like, it's not that bad. I could still do all these things, you know? I'm not on Hastings. I'm not homeless. But I was still like very much hurting myself. So once I got honest and you know, admitted that I had a problem, I was able to then ask for help and ask for, like, honest, real help. So I'm kind of rambling. But be honest with yourself and don't be afraid to ask for help. That's mm-hmm. currently what I'm doing in my life right now. And it's been helping me a lot.
Yeah. And I'm really impressed that you open up about being an alcoholic and how you struggle with it. And I'm really impressed by that, and that you open up also at the Sofa Sound event, that you just stood there and you just made this statement. And I was like, wow, this is so brave of you. And I was really impressed. Like, not everybody could do it.
Yeah, so let me talk about that real quick. So at every show, I kind of do a little prayer before I get on stage. Yeah. I'm like, okay, so first, you know, God, Spirit, Creator, give me the confidence to perform, because I still get very nervous. And then I say, if I need to say something to this audience right now, please make me a vessel to say that. And then so when I get on stage, if I have these urges, I just say it. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of my set, I always say, like, the basics, you know, hi, everyone, my name is Michelle Hayoka. I'm a mother, you know, I'm a musician, singer, songwriter, da 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 da. And then something in my head was like, say you're an alcoholic. And I'm like, no, I can't say that. But I'm very, what's very big for me is listening to your intuition.
Yeah.
I feel like my whole life I had very, very strong intuition. And every time I've listened to my intuition, I have been rewarded in so many great ways. But on the other side of it, anytime I haven't listened to my intuition, oh man, all hell breaks loose, you know? Mm-hmm. And so at this point in my life, if I have those very intense intuitive thoughts, it's like kind of like a curse. It's like, if you don't listen, you're going to be, you know, bad things are going to happen. So, you know, I was on stage and so many people were there and it was like, say you're an alcoholic. And I'm like, oh, Lordy. But I'm like, hey, this is Creator talking through me. This is God. This is what I prayed for. So I'm like, I'm Michelle Hayoka and I'm an alcoholic. And then everyone kind of like looked at me.
Yeah.
And I was even nervous too. But I feel like that's the honesty thing. Like, after I said that, I felt so much more light. I'm like, whoa, like, I've been holding on to that energy for so long. Like, because I feel like alcohol is the one thing in the world that's so, what is it, like, promoted, and it's so normalized. Yeah. You know, you don't go on Hastings and be like, oh, those are just, you know, people on drugs. It's, you kind of judge them.
Yeah.
But even though the judgment is not right, you know that doing those drugs is not right. But why don't people judge people doing alcohol? You know, like, so many people die from drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
So many people, you know, lose so many people in their family to alcohol, to addiction. But there's this, it's not stigmatized. So I feel like once I said that, I kind of like freed myself from the stigma that I knew I was under. Like, society, everyone, oh, Michelle, you want to drink? Oh, Michelle. And especially being in the music industry, it's like every time you do a show, there's alcohol available.
Yeah.
And so that's where I would mess up. I would, you know, do a show and it would be amazing and I would feel on top of the world. And then everyone would be offering me free drinks, free bottles, you know? And it's hard to say no to that.
Yeah.
But then I would get so drunk and then I would take me like, what, 3, 4, 5 days to recover from one show. And it was just this cycle, and it you know, it took a really big toll on me. And I feel like so many musicians struggle with addiction and alcoholism.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's not like shunned upon. It's like, oh no, like, you're a musician, yeah, let's just get drunk, let's party all the time. And it's so toxic and it's so hurtful. And especially coming, you know, my mom is Asian and Indigenous, especially in the Indigenous community, like, alcohol has been this, you know, thing that has, like, destroyed communities, destroyed families. And I want to be that person to break that generational curse, because both my parents were alcoholics as well. They would probably never admit it that they were, but, you know, just like how I kind of had that denial, but it's there. And I want to bring light to the fact that, you know, alcohol is very harmful.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing the story and for making this huge and important statement, and you are very, very right. We're almost at the end of the show. I'm so, so sad. And yeah, I'm so glad that you came here and opened up to me and opened up to our listeners and was so brave and stood up for yourself. And I really enjoyed you